sweet. Sugar Crush.
The sounds of Candy Crush Saga, that addicting smartphone game where you score points by lining up three or more matching pieces of candy. Well, Activision Blizzard, the video game company behind huge traditional games like Call of Duty and World of Warcraft, announced late yesterday that it would buy Candy Crush maker King Digital for nearly $6 billion. Since King went public back in March 2014, the company has been struggling. Here to explain the business of gaming is our weekly guide to the world in tech, Recode. Peter Kafka is a senior editor at Recode. He's been covering this story. Peter, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, look, not everyone plays video games, but this is an interesting story because you've got old school taking over new school. Tell us just a little bit about how these companies represent different parts of the industry.
Well, Activision, oh, I don't want to butcher it, but I'm pretty sure they're the folks behind Call of Duty, big console games, the kind of games you play on Xbox and PlayStation. They sell for $60 a pop usually. Candy Crush and the company that makes it, King Entertainment, are the new school of games. You play them on your phone. You usually don't pay for any for it at all. They're free. They make their money when a tiny percentage of the free players decide they want to buy an extra coin or power up or some kind of gadget. That seems like a pretty small business, but it's actually huge. Mm. Candy Crush is an enormously profitable game. The catch, though, is if you create one of these hit games, it doesn't mean you're going to create another one, and that's the problem that King Digital Entertainment ran into, and that's why they sold to Activision.
Right. So King Digital was riding this wave of success back in 2013, went public a year later. But go into more into that. What happened? Why couldn't they continue to monetize it?
Well, they make no mistake. I think you said at the beginning in the intro that these guys were struggling. It's a very profitable way to struggle. Mm-hmm. In the last quarter, they made $119 million in profit. Most of that is from Candy Crush. Most people would kill to have that. They would kill to have a $6 billion sort of sale that's a failure. But the problem is at one point they were valued more highly, and what Wall Street was hoping was that they'd be able to figure out a way to create more of these games, more Candy Crushes. Generally what happens is when you have a hit game, it is a moneymaker. It'll be a moneymaker for a long time because it's a hardcore players that will continue to pay and play. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that you can create another one.
You see a lot of these flash in the pan, maybe for a lack of a better word, Zynga, maker of Words with Friends. I mean, I remember when everybody was playing Words with Friends, and now it seems like fewer people are. Angry Birds maybe is another example.
Yeah,
there's
a natural decline to these, but that's not a big deal. I mean, just anything in entertainment sort of declines over time. These things actually have very long lifespans, actually, when you think about it. The problem is that if you have a hit movie in your Fox, the odds that you can create another hit movie are relatively good. Same thing if you're a record label. Same thing if you're a TV network. The games business, at least the casual games business that we see on the iPhone, doesn't work out that way. There really isn't anyone who said, look, I've had a string of super successful games.
Okay, so you have Activision coming in, proposing to buy King. What does Activision think it can do that King couldn't?
Well, I'm not sure what they think they can do. This one solves a problem for Activision, or I think they think it solves a problem for them. They are in the business of selling these big, heavy-duty, very expensive-to-make games that are basically like giant movies, giant blockbuster movies. This gets them into a space where they're not spending a lot of time right now into casual games that you play on your iPhone, so that it sort of helps them diversify. They might also think, look, we're really good at branding, really good at distribution. We can find other ways to sort of milk Candy Crush and the other related games.
Mm. Does it say anything bigger in general about the gaming industry that these big console-based companies are maybe thinking about the eventual demise of the console?
Yeah, they've been thinking about that for a while. They're trying to get ahead of it. They're sort of locked into this sort of like heavy, heavy duty, very expensive to produce, time-consuming games. They're making fewer of them. The ones they make, again, it's sort of like the movie studios tend to be franchises. You see, Electronic Arts will do a new version of Madden Football every year. They're not going to do too many games beyond that because they know Madden Football works very well. Same thing with Call of Duty. And what you really haven't seen is someone who sort of mastered both casual and the console games. It's interesting to note that Apple's new Apple TV has a big bet on casual games, so that might be a difference.
All right, we'll keep an eye on this. Peter Kafka is a senior editor at Recode. Peter, thanks very much.
Thank you.